fitness, nutrition, sleep, longevity, performance, fat loss, and all the keys to a life of health, happiness, and success. I'm Jed Zimmer, your host, and welcome to The Health Project. Welcome back. We've got episode 49 tonight of The Health Project. It's been a very long time between episodes where we've had a bit of a remodel of The Health Project, which is well, I'm pretty excited for today's episode. We're going to sort of go into what that new remodel looks like. And to do so, I've got a fellow guest who's also you're going to be hearing a lot about because I've got Anastasia here with me, who's going to be part of the podcast. She's going to be, her face is going to be all over The Health Project. So she's a wealth of knowledge in the fitness and health industry. So I've got her on board. She is going to be part of The Health Project along with, it's going to be constantly expanding. So there will be new coaches coming on board with The Health Project, which you'll start to hear a lot more about. But today, Anastasia is the star we've got on board. So we're currently sitting outdoors in my backyard. We're working our way through some programs that we're going to have up on the platform. And it's a very informal sort of podcast episode. So Stage, how you going? What's going on?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. You're pretty nervous, aren't you?
Yeah, I am pretty nervous.
I can tell you've been working on some programs for us for a little bit now, and you're very comfortable with that. And then as soon as I said, let's get a mic in front of you, I can tell you've gotten a little bit nervous, but it's good.
It's a little bit of stage fright.
And you're going to have to get used to it because you are a star. You know a lot about fitness, you know a lot about health, and especially with some of our plans that we're going to go into today. Yeah. There's going to be a lot more of this. Give our listeners then a bit of a story about yourself, a background, what got you involved in fitness and so forth.
Oh, okay. So pretty much about me, lived in Queensland most of my life, came down here with the family. Been into fitness for a very long time now. So ever since I could walk, I was running and doing sport. I only just recently joined CrossFit about a year ago. I've been doing track and field for about 4 or 5 years, 100 meter, 200 meter sprints. Long jump. With that, I never really liked the theory side of physical education or anything until I finished high school and went into uni. And then that's when it started becoming really interesting. And then I just moved on to becoming a personal trainer and trying to be a coach. So that's pretty much it.
I think it's a way, especially in the fitness industry, sort of how a lot of people lead into it. They get pretty passionate about it themselves.
Yeah.
I think you can also sometimes when people think of the fitness industry, there is a lot that are very heavily involved in sport and fitness and so forth. So they think, this is certainly going to be the career for me. Yeah. I think there is a lot out there, which is why a lot of the time you do sort of see people get in the fitness industry sort of for 12, 18 months. Not to say there isn't that sort of stick to it have a full career in it. But I think if you look at it holistically and the way you're sort of going towards the direction you're heading with it, which is very similar to the way I see it, there is a bit of a long career towards that and looking at, very, very broad and holistically. So that's awesome. And a few things you spoke about there. So the running, you're involved in athletics, and that's going to be one thing that's going to be featured. So the Health Project, it's not just going to be all about my programming. I'm going to get your take on some running stuff and just a big platform for a one-stop play stage is the way we're heading. So our goals, which we've sort of spoken about, it is going to be a bit of a platform where people can jump on, they can buy some programs, which yourself and I and the others in the future are going to be working on. There'll be running programs and so forth. But it's super exciting. I don't even know this. I would know the answer, but it's not coming up in my head. What are you studying at university?
So it's just sport management and development. So it's a bachelor in business. So hopefully in the future I can run a business in the fitness industry and, work with you.
It's a plan, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Putting it all together,
pieces
together. All right. Now, Stage, you also said CrossFit.
Yeah.
Which that's where I got to know you a little bit. So Central Vic Performance.
Yeah.
Is where we got to know each other a little bit. You pretty much stood out to me as just an incredible athlete. Obviously you had a bit of a history in the running background, and you could tell you're a very explosive, fast twitch orientated athlete. And I know. What? How long has it been now since you've sort of been involved? Did you say about 6 months?
Yes, about 6 months to a year now, depending on like the lockdown with COVID and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit different in my background. So obviously my background is more involved, you know, coming through the ranks of sport and then into the gym.
Yeah.
And CrossFit is only sort of, it's only something that I might have dabbled in a few sessions every now and then. I've never actually really gotten into it, which is why I'm going to learn a hell of a lot off you,
yeah.
Which I'm certainly excited about. So just with that, do you want to explain a little bit about what your training looks like? Because I've obviously spoken about mine a little bit, but yours is certainly going to be a lot different fitting into your schedule with, you know, the running, the track sessions and CrossFit and how you sort of, yeah, what a typical week for you would look like.
Okay, so pretty much my week is about 5 days on with training and then 2 days off. 2 days off being one active recovery, one passive recovery. The 5 days includes strength and hypertrophy training plus conditioning, which is the CrossFit. And CrossFit is pretty good aerobic conditioning and anaerobic depending on what we're doing. And yeah, so I usually just follow like an 8 to 12 week program for strength. And yeah, it pretty much just increases with percentage of a one rep max to increase strength. So yeah.
Which is the beauty of what you've just said, that sort of, I think, which is certainly what we're going to be working towards, is that 8 to 12 week sort of block is generally the time that you sort of need to get to customize and get those sort of periodization and the results sort of. I think sometimes people were jumping from a program to program every 2 weeks,
yeah.
3 weeks, and their body's just got no idea what's going on. It's constantly having to adapt. So yeah, I think what we're going to be working towards is creating that programs that give people a bit of a clear structure that they can follow. We are going to cycle it down into, you know, like 4 week blocks, some might be longer, but really breaking that down. And that's what you've just said is sort of a perfect example. So as I said, you're very, I think, would you consider yourself a bit of a power athlete if you were?
Oh yeah.
Certainly. What events do you specialize in on the track?
On the track, 100 meters and 200 meters.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. So it is those very fast, short and sharp explosive efforts, which is awesome, because we're gonna work that into our programs, because a lot of the people who have contacted myself are you know, they're very sport orientated.
Yeah.
And you know, working with some of those athletes in regards to fast twitch is gonna be critical. So now that's awesome. We're gonna be delving that into a lot of our programs. We're gonna give you some questions so everyone can get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
As I said, your voice is going to be all over the health project now, so everyone needs to know a little bit more about yourself. So I've come up with a bit of a list that we're sort of going to go through. The first one I want to ask you is, I certainly know the answer for you, but give us a bit of so first of all, give us your answer.
Yeah.
And then give us a little bit of an explanation to why, and if you think both are critical.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so forth. So weights versus cardio. What do you prefer and why?
Honestly, it really depends on the day, but I do prefer weights. Like, gym is just so much better. But running, cardio, I always find that really like an essential thing because, yeah.
It's and running something that a lot of people generally hate. I've got a lot of clients and they think, right, I'm going to have to lose. Especially, let's just talk about fat loss. People think of, you know, cardio and running associated with fat loss,
yeah.
Which is generally not the case. Of course, any exercise is better than none. But if weight loss is a goal, generally weights and strength training has actually been proven to be a lot more beneficial.
Yes.
So especially if it's excessive cardio or excessive running, which, you know, can affect insulin sensitivity, it can affect your hormones. And on the flip side of that, strength training can actually boost your metabolism. It can raise testosterone. It can raise your response to insulin. So, so I say to a lot of my clients, they're like, "Oh, I should be running because if I want to lose a bit of fat." But it's generally not the case. And by all means, if you enjoy running,
yeah.
get out there and do it.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's the key with exercise. I think it's about finding something that you enjoy. But if you don't enjoy it, there's certainly a lot more ways around it. And it's about finding something that you enjoy. So, yeah, I think you're right. Having that bit of balance, which is the beauty of CrossFit, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's why CrossFit's starting to become so much more popular, because it's a nice structured routine of strength training. You've got that athletic foundation, functional training, as well as there's cardio thrown in. So you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Which is the key. I think every program should have an element of both. So awesome. I want to ask, so we've covered your fitness routine a bit. What would be your fitness advice for anyone out there? If someone was to come to you and just say, just give me one piece of advice, is there anything that springs to mind for you?
Sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep is probably the one biggest thing for me. If I don't get 8 hours, then I feel like an absolute train wreck. Mm. If not that, it would definitely be consistency. So being able to get yourself out of bed every morning just to do something that's a little bit active or just, yeah, makes you feel so much better.
Two of the most important things, I think, that are always underemphasized and undervalued. Sleep, massive, as you've said, 8 hours, that's awesome. I always strive for 8 hours. Sometimes it's easier said than done. But I think, especially when we're looking at exercise, sleep is often neglected a lot of the time. So I know a lot of people they prioritize exercise. So they'll set their alarm maybe an hour or two, hour or two early so they can get up and get that session in before work, at the expense of an hour or two of sleep. So I think it's great if you're going to get up early and smash the session, start the day off right. I think that's awesome, but you've probably got to wind back the clock a little bit on the evening too and get that sleep, because one thing that I've come to learn and I'll sort of never look back on is exercise is awesome, but I'll never put it at the expense of sleep or a deep night's sleep. So you're right. You've got to find when exercise is going to fit in your schedule, but certainly prioritizing sleep. And the other thing is consistency that you said there, which it's the big one. It's probably the hardest part about fitness. Very easy to get a start.
Yeah.
How easy it is to commit to it, continue. That's where it becomes difficult. A lot of the time people will sort of see some early results at the start. Then they might get to a bit of a plateau and they might go, nah, this is too hard, or I'm not seeing the results quick enough, and then they'll let it go. But it's the ones who stick at it, because it is a process. If it was an easy thing, it happened overnight, we'd be seeing everyone walk around stage happy, healthy, fit as ever. There'd be blokes carrying on with their shirts off, females bloody running the bikinis. It's a process, and you got to stick at it. So consistency is the key. So I really love those two things: sleep and consistency, knuckling down on them is huge. Another one for you, which is quite similar to that, I think. Do you have any non-negotiables that you schedule into your day? I know for me, that's things like every single day I've got to get at least one walk in. I try and get that in the morning, but if I haven't, it's a non-negotiable for me. So I'll get out if I've got a break at lunchtime, or sometimes it's the only opportunity I get is in on an evening after dinner. So it's a non-negotiable. I don't even think about it too much. It's just like brushing my teeth. It's sort of just one of those things that happen. Is there anything like that with you, whether it's fitness, health stuff, anything that you think is a non-negotiable in terms of your routine?
One thing is mobility training, actually. So I use this app called ROMWOD, so a rotational movement workout of the day. So I use that for about 15 to 20 minutes a day just to help build and strengthen my own mobility. So like in my hip flexors and my shoulders and everything like that. Makes me feel really good.
That's awesome. And I know with the app that you've got specifically, you actually you get some of your clients working with that too,
which
is awesome. Think it's a really, really good point. And the way we're thinking with this platform we're going to get up and going is really looking at things broadly, because it's not just a matter of, you know, following a program. It's a matter of looking at things very holistically. So your health, getting on top of your mobility, as you've said, your sleep, working with us to think about how you can be consistent and so forth, because it's like a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle. There's pieces everywhere that you've got to come to put together.
Yeah.
Which is great, and mobility is awesome, because you're not going to be able to effectively follow any program if you're breaking down, you're waking up sore every day. It's just as simple as that. So it's very similar for me. I did use that app there for a while, but nowadays I keep it very basic. It's the very first thing I do every morning is I spend 15 minutes. I jump out in this weather. It's very nice to get outdoors. Mid winter months, it's just in my dark bedroom on the carpet floor, but I sit there with a foam roller, few of those little massage balls, spiky balls, and do 15 minutes of deep tissue stretching. And then if you think of that, it's only 15 minutes, but if you tally that up at the end of the week for 7 days, that's 90 plus minutes of mobility you've done every day. So if you break it, it might only be 10 minutes and you've already got 70 minutes there.
Yeah.
And then that's not to say you might not do another 5 minutes at the end of a session or at the start of each session, which we certainly, I think we certainly recommend. And that could be work out to be 2 hours of mobility that you've done for the week.
Yeah.
And that's certainly going to put you in good stead moving forward.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Your nutrition. I for me, this is my biggest passion. I reckon I spend, outside of programming, working with clients, all my work-related stuff, whatever I've got on, a lot of my time is spent just looking into nutrition. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's probably the exercise side of things, programming and so forth, is probably I'm certainly passionate about it, and I love looking into it, but my biggest area of focus and my strengths lie with the nutrition side of things.
Yeah.
So I want to ask, from your point of view, what's your nutrition look like and what's your advice? Do you have, there's heaps of diets out there, do you follow anything specifically? Do you try and get in a balance of everything, or yeah, what's your take on it, Sage?
I don't actually follow any diets per se, but personally, I do whole foods, a lot of nutritionally dense food. I usually have a high carb meal in the morning and then protein pretty much in every meal after that. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then snacks in between. I try and turn away from juices and soft drinks and everything like that, because a lot of people don't know that how many calories are in that stuff there. But
keep it pretty simple by the sound of it.
Yeah, pretty simple. Like, I don't really stress about it too much. Like, the past couple of days I've been having dessert.
Yeah.
It's been really good having a vanilla slice every now and then. So.
We're only human, aren't we? We're only human. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm certainly alcohol and everything sort of, it's a weak point of mine, but we're only human. What we're trying to work towards is having that balance and helping everyone who wants to enjoy some of those indulgences that we all have from time to time. With the height, you mentioned high carb in the morning.
Yeah.
Is that the case? Is that following, are you having a morning session or is that just generally your rule of thumb?
Usually I do train in the mornings. So usually before I wake up, I have quite a carby meal. So some oats and bananas and stuff like that. And then do my training session and then have a bigger carb meal.
Yeah.
And then continue my day. Yeah
gotcha.
It. Yeah.
High protein.
Yeah.
Protein, with the remainder of the meals. Yeah, it's the reason I ask is because, yeah, my approach is very similar. I'll prioritize not all my carbs, but majority of my carbs around the workout.
Yeah.
Especially if it's going to be some of the sessions that you're undertaking with, that high intensity sort of where you're recruiting fast switch muscle fibers. But then I have a lot of my carbs late at night. So I'm always around the workout and then carbs at night. And then generally, so that first meal of the morning for me is not after an exercise session. So it's a complete opposite. It's actually extremely high in fat.
Yeah.
And the reason I do it late at night with the carbs is because it can help with sleep. It can help with relaxation and so forth. So what I'm trying to achieve is that optimal balance of, performance, body composition, as well as sleep and that, because we've already spoken about how important sleep is. So there you go. Our listeners don't have to take everything in today, because we're going to be talking about this on podcast episodes. We're going to be getting guests on, just like I've done for the previous 48 episodes, and continuing to work from there. So we'll start to wrap it up soon, Stage, because we've got so much to talk about in coming weeks. But two questions I want to finish on. First one, what comes to mind when you think of health?
Health?
Yep.
I think of someone being happy, comfortable with themselves, feeling fit, strong. I don't know.
It's hard, but I didn't want to give you any preparation on this question, because I think the best response is going to be the one that quickly comes to mind first, which that's why I put you on the spot with it. It's so true. Everything you've said, I think happy. What else did you say? Happy, feeling good, feeling fit. All of them are so important. I know health for a while there for me, it was a matter of purely looking good. And I put that down to health. My gut health was probably pretty average. My mental health was pretty average. Everything else might have been a little bit off par, but really focusing on, you know, the way you, obviously looking healthy or looking good might come into it, yeah. or it does come into it, sorry.
Yeah.
But certainly taking in consideration everything else, like how you feel, your mental health, your emotions, how you're connecting with others. So if you're substituting, you know, going out with friends or catching out with friends and so forth at the expense of trying to fit in an exercise session so you look better.
Yeah.
I guess what we're sort of trying to get out there is we're not necessarily saying that's the healthiest thing you can do.
Yeah.
So yeah, really looking at it very, very broadly is awesome. Last one I want to quickly ask you is, what's your goals moving forward? So you're studying sports management. We've now got you. We're going to be smashing this platform that we're about to get out there with the health project, the new model. So for you personally, do you have any aspirations or goals moving forward?
Oh, we'll definitely graduate uni.
Yeah.
That'll be great. And yeah, as you said before, I want to work with you on this platform. That's pretty much what I've got so far, you know, work really hard, train, learn a lot of new things because there's always something to learn, get all the experience up that I can.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And stage, I'll just quickly say, obviously, because what I've sort of said, it is going to be a bit of a platform where we're going to have programs. We're going to have programs there for everyone who can jump on, very easily access them. We're going to have our resources where they can very easily, you know, they can click on and book to work with us, contact us, whatever it might be. And, you know, obviously the health project for the past 2 years now, it has just sort of been a Jed Zimmer thing, which I've sort of want to step away from that because I want to look at it more of a bit of a platform and a model. And the reason it's probably taken a lot longer is because I was a bit reluctant to reach out just to, we've just had a little bit of a hiccup there. You would have heard the dog barking in the background. So I've hit stop recording. Now we're back up and running. So I'll finish off where I was going with that. I've sort of talking about the expansion. I have been not reluctant, but it's taken probably a lot longer than when I started to get the thoughts because I didn't want just to sort of get anyone involved. I'm very, very picky, especially with, you know, the way I sort of started the health project and the direction I've got. So I was very, very picky. But as you've probably just heard with Stasia, she values everything that I value. And we're probably on very, very similar paths. So sort of everyone who does get involved in the health project, I trust 100%. And you know, they are on a mission very similar to myself. So it's going to be awesome teaming up with Stage. You're going to hear a lot more about her and this platform. We're looking forward to getting it out there and going from there. So if you got any questions in the time being, flick myself a message. You'll see that Anastasia will be up on the health project soon, so you'll be able to contact her too. But we're looking forward to get some more episodes going. We'll be back for episode 50 in coming weeks.